I do not get monarchies. That is the disclaimer to this, the 5-minute focus for September 12th, 2022.
The Todd Herman Show is 100% disapproved by big pharma, technocrats, and tyrants everywhere. Now, from the high mountains of free America, here's the Emerald City Exile, Todd Herman.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and these are the times through which God has decided we shall live. The 5-minute focus does a couple of things. One, it gives you a heads up as to what's coming in the next couple hours of programming. It's also an opportunity for you to use a low-cost way of sharing with friends. Hit the share button in your podcast app. They can figure out pretty quick if they want to get news and comment delivered after a fashion like this. That's fancy talk for how I do the show. Hour one, with all due respect to people who love monarchies, I don't get it. And with absolute respect, I ask the following question. Did the queen die alone, zipped up into a plastic tent, kept apart from her family, helped along by Remdesivir, and then vented to make sure she died quickly? And I do mean that with respect, because that's exactly what happened to, do we still say subjects? Liz Truss is the new prime minister, and she had thoughts about the queen dying. And I have a whole series of questions about the queen's death and the queen's medical treatment compared to the rest of the UK, because guess what? They are not done pushing the COVID. This is Liz Truss in 1994.
We came across a group of three people. I'd say they're around 50, 60. Look fairly middle class, rather smart. In fact, rather reactionary, to be perfectly frank. We asked them their opinion of the monarchy. Do you know what they said? They said, abolish them. We've had enough. But believe it or not, conference, they didn't say this once. We met another group of people, and another group of people, and all three groups of people said, abolish the monarchy. In fact, conference, we couldn't find a single monarchist outside the Royal Pavilion. How ironic.
Now, people can change and opinions can change, and one can disagree with someone and still be kind upon their death. But about the monarchy, that's my question. Who there died alone and who's next up?
We have no alternative, because otherwise, unless we take the action necessary and we build again in a greener and more sustainable and more inclusive.
That's the new king. He's trying very hard not to say build back better there. He's in charge now, or at least kind of. They've got that weird mix of monarchy and representation. My question about who died alone, it extends across the UK and across the world, because that's what the power brokers decided. That's what COVID would mean, because they had to scare people into getting the injections. This is an MP in the UK. He breaks into tears. He's asking for an investigation into people dying alone, like happened to his mom.
In Northern Ireland, we reached a milestone of 3,000 deaths due to COVID just last week. 3,000 people who followed the rules and grieved today. So will the paymaster, including my mother-in-law who died alone, will...
And he breaks into tears here.
Keep going. Will the paymaster general confirm that there will be a full and complete disclosure to enable the police service to ascertain it all?
Yeah, because a lot of people had that experience. I imagine the queen mother was surrounded by her family. I bet she wasn't zipped up into a plastic tent. I bet they didn't have the experience that families in the United States have.
Beth Tollison tells me her sister had been prepared to say goodbye to her husband for some time. But despite begging and pleading for 3 days, she didn't get that chance.
All these questions are relevant, not just because we're comparing how the elites treat themselves, knowing that Charles is as in on the WEF World Economic Forum takeover as anyone can possibly be. but because they are not done pushing this garbage.
The good news is you can get both your flu shot and COVID shot at the same time. It's actually a good idea. I really believe this is why God gave us two arms, one for the flu shot and the other one for the COVID shot.
Well, I guess it's good news that he's not an atheist in an administration that is pushing not just atheism, but they're normalizing Satanism. Yeah, we'll talk about that on Tuesday. That so-called Dr. Jha, so-called Dr. Fauci, CCP Tony, who is in fact a psychopath.
It hasn't been proven in a clinical trial because we don't have time to do a clinical trial because we need to get the vaccine out now because we have such a situation throughout the world and certainly in the United States.
That's Fauci saying, get your kids injected with stuff that hasn't even been tested. Well, the problem with ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine is there have been no clinical trials on the use of vitamin D or vitamin C. It could kill your kids. That's hour one. Hour two, the party loves Bill Barr. And the Bill Barr loves the party. Bill Barr appears to be auditioning for a role in the I've thought more about things and now I do not support President Trump, or worse, I'm not curious about who's taking the country down. Contrast and compare. Technofrog has asked the FBI to see their interview logs with Jeff Epstein. They said no. Contrast and compare. Dr. Simone Gold is finally let out of jail for giving a speech in the halls of Congress, not the halls, but the lobby of Congress. She was in isolation for 8 days because she refused to take the injection. She's finally been released. Steve Bannon, though, takes a perp walk.
Yeah. For every conservative, this is what happens the last days of a dying regime. They will never shut me up. They'll have to kill me first. I have not yet begun to fight.
They raided Barron Trump's bedroom, Melania's underwear drawer. They've yet to raid Hunter Biden. Bill Barr?
The opinion, I think, was wrong, and I think the government should appeal it. It's deeply flawed in a number of ways. I don't think the appointment of a special master is going to hold up, but even if it does, I don't see it fundamentally changing the trajectory. In other words, I don't think it changes the ball game so much as maybe we'll have a rain delay for a couple of innings.
That's Bill Barr, and we'll compare him to a woman who changed jerseys in order to get a job at The View. We'll also bring to this, of course, the Word of God as best I can, a broken vessel, not qualified to preach, because God has to be at the center of our lives. He is our hope. This is the 5-Minute Focus. Please do share it with friends.